Vietnam's legislature voted for Pham Minh Chinh, a career security official, as the country's new prime minister Monday. Chinh succeeded Nguyen Xuân Phúc, who was named president. The votes of the 500-member National Assembly followed decisions made in January by the Communist Party's National Congress. Chinh is 62 years old. Most recently, he was head of the party's Central Organization Commission. Chinh was also a member of the office charged with corruption prevention. In 2010, he served as deputy minister of the Ministry of Public Security. The ministry is responsible for policing, watching dissidents and activists, as well as spying in other countries. A year later, he became party chief of Guangning Province, where he was credited with helping with economic development through administrative reform. Nguyen Hac Giang is a Vietnam expert at New Zealand's Victoria University. He said the party picked Chinh as prime minister to continue growing the country's economy. During Phúc's time as prime minister, Vietnam's economy has expanded 6% over the past 5 years. Unlike other countries during the pandemic, its economy continued to grow at 2.9% in 2020. With strong measures, including a nationwide lockdown, Vietnam has limited the spread of the virus and quickly reopened its economy and manufacturing. At the age of 66, Phúc passed the age limit to serve as prime minister. As president, Phúc will have a mostly ceremonial job. Ha Hong Hup is with the Singapore-based Isaias Yusof Ishak Institute. He said, as prime minister, Chinh would have to deal with China's aggression in the South China Sea and other issues, including economic development and political stability. Vietnam has four main leadership positions. In addition to prime minister and president, the others are general secretary of the Communist Party and leader of the National Assembly. Last week, Vinh Dinh Huệ became head of the National Assembly. Earlier this year, Nguyen Phu Chau was elected to a third term as general secretary of the Communist Party, the most powerful position in the country. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.